Warren Schimpf and his wife Jill were already in Florida when they popped into Tallahassee's Lofty Pursuit soda fountain and candy store in Market Square.
We came to Florida, RCI, Retail Confectioner National, a trade organization of small mom and pop candy shops across the country, was meeting in Jacksonville. And they had a three-day meeting, and so we're on our way home. So we stopped in here because we heard about Greg and Wes here and came to see him do this.
Greg is Lofty Pursuit's owner, Greg Cohen, and Wes is his chief candy maker, Wes Raley. Their store's been open since 1993, but the Schimpf Confectionery in Jeffersonville, Indiana, has been around a bit longer. It opened in 1891, and the Schimpf family has been making candy in that town since Civil War times. Warren Schimpf doesn't only make candy, he also displays vintage candy-making equipment in his store.
I say I have the largest private collection that's on public display. I mean, I've got about 30 different machines. We've got 110 pairs of dies hanging on our walls.
These all date from the time long ago when many American candy stores made their own candy. That changed during the 20th century as mass producers like Spangler and Quality took over U.S. candy making. Today, most hard candy is made in China. But Schimpf sees that trend reversing, at least a little bit.
There's a resurgence across the country, I'd say, in artisan things, you know, things that are small batch things, you know, the microbrewery, there's micro distilleries coming out, the small artisan candy shops that are adding significantly to the market of, you know, historical candies.
And all the time this conversation was going on, Schimpf was watching Tallahassee candy maker Wes Raley expertly mold and chop a seemingly endless stream of watermelon-flavored hard candies.
There are very few people doing what you see done, what we just saw done today here. Somebody doing what we call cut rock with letters and things in it. He's doing a marvelous job.
Schimpf hopes more people will rediscover the lost art of hard candy making, and old-fashioned confection stores like his will continue to spring up across the country. For WFSU-FM, I'm Tom Flanagan.